listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Everyone, and welcome to The Light Show. My name is Dr. Kate DeVries. I work for the Archdiocese of Chicago in the Young Adult Ministry Office. Our outreach is to those in their 20s and 30s, both married and single. And I am here with our co-host and the director of the office, Father John Cusick. Good morning, Father Cusick.
And good morning, Dr. Kate.
How are you today?
Well, if you're not good on a day like this, you got issues.
Okay.
This is, for those of you who are listening to this live and live in the Chicago area, you know this is day number 9 of magnificent weather, and we are the garden spot of America.
Absolutely.
Darn right, boy.
Absolutely. Summer has returned, and we're enjoying every minute of it.
Someone said to me this morning already, this is probably the last day. I said, don't go there.
Don't tempt me.
Stay in the moment. You know, when the Lord told us how to pray, give us this day our daily bread. So give us this day, this nice day.
Enjoy every minute of it.
There we go. Wonderful.
Well, good morning, everybody, and thank you for tuning in. We are delighted to be with you today. And we're going to do something a little bit different than what we've done in the past. Father Cusick, do you want to outline our topic today and let people know what's in store?
Yes, and then Kate will get to introduce this wonderful person who is a genius in this area.
Oh,
if I hear the
but
word,
no pressure.
You know,
oh no.
Okay, no pressure at all. But I don't know, folks. I somehow got old chronologically. I am not old in spirit, obviously.
No.
But I recently turned 66. Now that's got a few years on me. And if I hear two words put together one more time, it's like becoming fingernails down the blackboard. Social media. So what we're going to do today, believe it or not, is we're going to focus on social media. And we're going to start with Social Media 101 so that Jackie Pozak, who is here from Loyola University and a former intern in our office, can get a dummy like me up to speed. And then once we begin to break all of this out, we're going to see how this can be an amazingly valuable strategy to do the Lord's work in parishes today. Remember, at one time, a newspaper was a radical thing, and people didn't have that. Then all of a sudden, it changed the way people communicated. And then came the radio. And all of a sudden, you could get your news live and didn't have to read it.
You could hear it.
Exactly. Yeah. And then came the television when I was just a little boy. And all of a sudden, you could see things. And so you had words and pictures that went with the words. And so there's been a constant development of communication.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think what we want to do is see what all of this is. Things like websites, Facebook, Twitter, tweets, blogging. Oh, my God, there's a whole language out there. And then from there, we're going to, once Jackie, she's going to really help us here. And then we're going to see how this can be a wonderful, wonderful tool to engage parishioners, but particularly today, young adults. That's with whom Kate and I are privileged to work. Those in their 20s and 30s, both married and single. So this is the young families in your parish. These are the young couples getting married. These are the people who are bringing their kids to be baptized. These are your college people coming home for the summer or the holidays. These are people are in those in-between years between college and whatever else happens in life. These are people staying single longer and staying without children longer. There's all kinds of people who really fall under the mantle of young adults. And so, but their world is a world of technology.
So it may be you, it may be your children, it may be your grandchildren. But today we're going to focus on how we can use it to connect young adults and really to explore the Catholic faith a little bit deeper through some of these tools of social media.
Right. And we hear so much about being online, you know, that we have to be connected. And I know so many people who have given their grandparents an email address, and then grandma or grandpa says, all right, now what do I do with it? You know, well, grandma, you got to get online. You got to have an email address. And then all of a sudden, if you're comfortable with it, you know what happens. Your children and your grandchildren just communicate with you far more often and sometimes far more impactingly than they did if they picked up the phone once every 6 weeks. So there's real value here. And like anything, because nothing is really perfect, there's going to be issues. And so what we want to do today, folks, is focus on social media. The blessings that it can bring to us and to the way we communicate, number one, with each other, with our families, with people gathered together in Christ's name. And we're also going to talk about the downside of it so we don't jump for joy and realize that there's really issues here, too, that we have to address and face.
Right. So in order to help us do that, we called upon one of our interns in our office who now is doing some amazing things as a campus minister. She had worked at the John Paul II Center at University of Illinois for several years and now has recently moved over to Loyola University. And we were just delighted to have her with us several summers ago working on Theology on Tap. She has a great many gifts. She was a student at the University of Chicago at the time working on her Master's in Divinity degree. And she's incredibly bright and incredibly talented and incredibly positive, which is such a good thing, just to have a lot of energy and a wonderful message and wonderful skills for people skills, just great people skills, ways of communicating the things that matter most. So, Jackie, we have great respect for you, and welcome to The Light Show.
Well, I'm just aglow.
She's as pretty as she is talented, everybody.
I should just come here every week.
There you go.
My self-esteem would just go through the
Please do.
Wow.
You know,
there you go.
But, Jackie, seriously, I want to ask you, you know, what you do at Loyola, because that the tech that, you know, the task question is always there. But my bet is that whatever you do, that you bring a joy. And I think part of life is communicating a sense of warmth and joy and positiveness to people, because life's not always easy for a lot of people, ourselves included.
That's absolutely true. I work with the college students up at Loyola, particularly with sophomores and with peer ministers who minister to sophomores. And you're absolutely right. There's a lot of stress. There's a lot of their lives move very, very quickly, and they don't necessarily automatically know how to slow down. And I think a lot of that is this technological culture that we live in, where you're always tuned in, you're always tapped in, which, again, is not in itself a bad thing, but you need to know how to use it. We spend a lot of time talking about that with them.
Yeah, and one of the things that I see a lot in some of my godchildren is they're always working their thumbs on a little telephone, and it's called texting.
Yes.
And some people text 8,000-10,000 texts a month. Now, I tried to figure that out one day. How many 24 hours in a day, and how many days in a week, and how many weeks in a month? I mean, this is unbelievable.
Yeah. It really is, in some ways, a primary form of communication for them.
Right.
They are in touch with everyone that they know, because they hand out each other's phone numbers much more easily or much more frequently than you used to before the dawn of cell phones. And, you know, they'll text each other. Well, they do it during class. Their professors hate that. but, you know, they just, when they're walking, when they're talking to other people, they really are mental multitaskers that way. And they're staying in touch with pretty much everyone they know all the time.
Right.
So that's kind of the thing.
So it seems to me, with that insight from Jackie, or not so much an insight, just a harsh reality of that's what's going on, then I think those of us in the church work have to say, well, then how can we stay in contact with them?
Absolutely.
They're in touch with their friends constantly. They're in touch with what's important to them. And I truly believe that one of the most important things in life is our faith.
Absolutely.
And we're going to have to learn, folks, there's a new way of bringing God's message to the world in which we live, and we have to get on board.
I couldn't agree more.
And now we're calling this Social Media 101. So for those who have not texted yet, you get somebody's phone number. You can type a little message on your little cell phone using your number pad or using a keyboard. You know, they've got fancy, fancy finagle things that you can type it into. And you can do a quick hi or how are you or I'll be home at 3 or whatever, whatever, whatever. A quick, easy way to stay in touch. You are listening to The Light Show today with Father John Cusick, Dr. Kate DeVries, and our special guest, Miss Jackie Pozek. And we're going to take a break. We will be right back.
Jesus, you are the way, the truth, and the life.
Be with us, O Lord.
Each night, thousands of families face homelessness in Chicago. Those families aren't just statistics. They're your neighbors, your friends. They could even be part of your own family.
I had lost my job, so I wasn't working, and I had run out of all my savings, so I ended up losing my apartment. And I went to stay with my sister, but she's got this small little itty-bitty condo, so we were all sleeping on the floor. So I started calling around for the housings and everything, and they told me to call Catholic Charities, and it just happened when I got through, Joanne answered the phone, and she goes, you know, you got me just at the right time. We're actually doing interviews right now. You want to come in? And she gave me the whole rundown of everything and how the program works and everything. She goes, is this something you can do? And I looked at her and says, you're offering me a roof over my head, something more than I've got right now, and I'm willing to do anything to keep that roof over my head.
Catholic Charities of Chicago is there to provide a helping hand to the homeless. Find out how to help us help the most needy. Visit CatholicCharities.net.
Real men answer the call to the priesthood. Is God calling you?
You know, I'm honored to be a priest for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I think it's great.
There's a desire to want to give back and to help and to serve those who are especially in need.
I think there's a wonderful opportunity for us to bring good news to a world that's very much in need.
When I experience through my ministry someone being brought closer to the Lord, it's an exciting, thrilling moment.
If you feel God's call to a priestly vocation, contact us at 312-751-8298. Or visit our website at chicagopriest.com. John Paul II once said, do not be afraid. Open your heart to Christ. The deepest joy there is in life is the joy that comes from God. Jesus is the hope of the world. The people are calling. The world is calling. God is calling. Answer the call to the priesthood.
Welcome back to The Light Show with Father John Cusick, Ms. Jackie Pozek, and Dr. Kate DeVries. And we do welcome your comments and your calls if you would like to share something that you're doing or something that you've enjoyed. Please give us a call. Any questions you have, we are at 312-255-8408. Again, 312-255-8408.
And we're focusing today on those two words put together, social media.
Yes, indeed.
As a way of, which is probably the world's most contemporary way of communicating today. Now, Jackie, there's a thing called Facebook.
Yes, there is.
Now, in front of me right here, I have an iPad.
Mm-hmm.
And my iPad has got all these things on it, and I just clicked on Facebook. And what's coming up here are all kinds of people's comments, thinking out loud, pictures, a variety of things. And I was told recently that if the number of people who are on Facebook, if it were a country, it would be the third largest country in the world.
Wow. That's amazing.
There are probably close to 200 million people who are on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you must have at least a million of those at Loyola.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Can you tell us, what is it?
Facebook is a really interesting phenomenon. It came out, you know, I want to say around 2005, and it came out of a college. It came out of Harvard University.
Okay.
And basically what it is it's a way for you to display yourself online. You get a profile, so you put up your picture, you put up any information you want people to know about you. It can be what school you go to, who your siblings are, where what kind of music you like, what television shows you like, what books
you like. Your birthday.
Your birthday. Yeah. Favorite quotes. Things that really define sort of the best parts of you. People go into a great deal of effort crafting their profiles. You post pictures of yourself with your friends, you know, on vacation, or you're with your family,
with your
friends at a party, you know, like whatever. And so that's the profile that kind of establishes you as a presence on Facebook.
Okay.
You can be friends with any one of those 200 million people who are on Facebook.
Right.
You send out a request. You know, you type in somebody's name. You know, I'm like, okay, I'm friends with Ann Smith. Okay, I type in Ann Smith's name. There's probably more than one Ann Smith out there, but she might be friends with some other people that I'm friends with, so she's the first one that pops up.
Oh.
And I click on her, and I send a friend request. And if she is my friend, she accepts it, and with that, she becomes part of my network. So I can, and I can write on my Facebook, it's called The Wall, and it's basically like a daily sort of update of anything that's going on in your life. You can say, oh, I'm going to Hawaii, or can you believe that article? Or you can put a link and say, look at this video that was online, and all that kind of stuff.
And then anybody can respond to you who happens to be your friend.
Yes.
But nobody else.
Nobody else can.
Right. Okay. Now, I also, because we, those of you who are listening to us today, if you have Facebook and we would ask you to go to Young Adult Ministry of Chicago. Put that in the search, and it's a page. There are pages and people and different things. Mm-hmm. And Young Adult Ministry of Chicago will come up. And if you hit like on that, you will be added to 636 other people who will receive something when we post an idea. Mm-hmm. For example, the last two things on our Facebook had to do with 9/11. Mm-hmm. And Kate and I wrote two prayers on 9/11 10 years ago. We lived downtown. Our office, I shouldn't say we lived downtown, we worked downtown. And our office is downtown on the edge of the loop. And on that afternoon, the federal government declared everybody had to exit Chicago by 2:30 in the afternoon downtown. And it was a terrifying thing. And so we said, we need to do something. So we wrote two prayers, and 10 years ago, we put them on our website.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, we rewrote those prayers, and you'll find them on our Facebook page.
Right.
And we did a thing for every day of Lent, and we asked people to like Young Adult Ministry of Chicago, and they will get posts or whatever we put in on a daily basis. So that's how it works for groups, correct?
Right, exactly. You can create a page or a profile for an actual group, and people can become fans of that profile. So you've got 638 people who have liked your profile. And then your updates from that page will hit all 638 of those people. One of the things that's also very helpful is you can plan events through Facebook, and you can invite people to those events and track their RSVPs. And it's very visible to them.
Sure.
And it does sort of screen. Facebook has become even more effective in some ways of getting the word out about an event than email, because people get so many emails from so many different places. Every time you buy something online, you're signed up to that place's email.
Right.
But with Facebook, it's coming up on your wall. And people check their Facebook more often than they check their email, because
yes,
it's just easier, especially
right,
young people.
So everybody think about, you know, when you're working at your parish or when you're helping on an event at your parish, if you've got this big sale going on, clothing sale, children's clothing sale to raise money for the women's shelter, and you want everybody to know about it, once people have liked your parish page, you can post on the parish page that this clothing sale is
right,
happening. People can make donations to it. People can attend it. People with children were going to come looking for things for their kids. I mean, it's just a wonderful way to easily and really inexpensively publicize whatever's happening at your parish.
Now, let's think about this, Kate, in terms of the way communication works today in local parishes. There's two forms of basic communication: pulpit announcements and the bulletin.
Mm-hmm.
Each one of those occur once a week.
Yes.
Now, if your parish has a Facebook page, that communication of anything that might be going on. Let's say you've got something on the new missile that's coming out, and it's going to take place Wednesday night at 7:30. Well, if the last time they heard about it was Sunday, a lot of people have short memories. They don't remember. If you posted something on Facebook on Wednesday morning, and they go on their Facebook page, they will see something from St. Cornelius, Our Lady of Perpetual Help, Loyola University, right, of something occurring for them today.
Yes. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that the Facebook page would work really beautifully in collaboration with, in conjunction with your web page, that you can put complete details on the website and a little link on your Facebook page. So Facebook is just a teaser. For more details, click here, boom, and they're on your website. It's been said that if your parish doesn't have a website that's up and running and updated frequently, if you don't have a website, you don't exist. And a lot of young adults, when they're looking for something in particular, when they first move to Chicago or to whatever suburb you're in, will type in Catholic Church, you know, Brookfield, and look to see what's there. And then they'll go to the website, get a sense of what's happening, get a sense of, right, you know, social justice activities, what are people doing, is there a young adult group meeting, all sorts of things. But Facebook can work with your website, right, to just keep people informed.
And so what Jackie is hinting at here, and Kate is too, this can be an asset,
yes,
to local parishes. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that in relationship to our younger parishioners who seem to not come to a lot of things.
And if, so if they're not there on Sunday to hear the pulpit announcement, right, or to grab a bulletin, they can still get that Facebook message.
Very good.
We're going to take a break, everyone. Thanks so much for listening. We will be right back.
Hello, I'm Margie Mansko-Breen of the Respect Life office, inviting you to the 9th annual Educating Minds, Inspiring Hearts dinner to benefit the wonderful work of our Chastity Education Initiative. Join Cardinal Francis George on Sunday, October 16th at the Drury Lane in Oakbrook Terrace. Our guest speaker is former fashion model Leah Darrow, who will share her courageous story of rediscovering her Catholic faith. For more information and to register for the event, go to respectlifechicago.org or call 312-534-5355. That's 312-534-5355 or visit respectlifechicago.org.
The Catholic New World has been your faith resource for well over a century. Archbishop Patrick Feehan recognized the need for a strong Catholic voice in 1892 and launched Chicago's first Catholic newspaper. Bishop Feehan named our Catholic newspaper using a theme from the Columbian Exposition, the New World that gave people hope for a brighter future. Today, the Catholic New World is better than ever. It's a rich and diverse resource for Chicagoland Catholics with stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Cardinal Francis George and our team of columnists offer compelling insights on spirituality, catechesis, and evangelization. Visit our website at catholicnewworld.com. View our photo gallery, catch up on the latest news, and while you're there, subscribe to the Catholic New World or call 312-534-7777. Our look has changed, but we are still your faith resource. Subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
Welcome back to The Light Show. We are talking today about social media. We are delighted to have Jackie Posick with us. And we are just continuing the conversation of the best way to stay in contact with people in their 20s and 30s and using some of the tools, the electronic tools we have at our disposal. So many young adults, they are on it. They are on Facebook. They search the web all the time. They're looking at websites. They're gathering information. And what a great way to share some of the wonderful things that are happening through our parishes and our Catholic organizations. Now, Jackie, you brought up a point during the break about if a parish really hasn't gotten into the web development or doesn't have a Facebook page, How would people get started? Where can people go? What could happen?
Yeah, I think that I was saying to Kate, I think part of the issue with getting involved with Facebook or with online technology is there's a whole vernacular to it. There's a whole language that you speak, links and blogs and, you know, connecting online
texting
and all sorts of things that...
Blogging.
And there are new words coming up every single day. And I think that can be very... intimidating, you know, it's kind of like you're speaking a foreign language. But this is actually a really great opportunity to get young people in the parish involved, and they can really, this is a gift that they have that they can bring to the table. If a pastor or, you know, a lay minister or whoever makes the announcements gets up on a Sunday mass and says, "We really need some help setting up our Facebook page. And if anybody could help us with that, that would be great." I mean, a college student or a high school student or somebody in their 20s can set up your entire Facebook page for you in half an hour and be your Facebook advisor. And they love it. Yeah. I mean, they really do enjoy it because it's an outlet for creativity, and it's empowering for them because it's something that they can do that's helpful. I mean, it's actively helpful to their parish.
Yes.
You know, we're always saying, how do we get young people involved in the parish? This is actually a golden opportunity for you to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Now, Jackie, let me tell you something that I pulled off last the week before Lent last year. Kate and I were hosting a meeting with parishes concerned about young adults and campuses up the lakeshore.
Jackie was there.
And there was a young lady there who was in campus ministry, and I believe she might have been out at IIT, African-American woman, mm-hmm. who mentioned that she was at a church where the preacher asked people to take out their cell phones and to go to Facebook and put in search whatever the name of that church was. Well, I said, by God, this gives me an idea. So yours truly, on the Sunday before Lent, got up at the announcement time of Mass, and I said, all of you who are here in your 20s and 30s, whether you're married or single, pull out your cell phones. If they're off, turn them on.
And everybody did. And the
this
parents
was amazing.
Were like, are you kidding
this
me?
Was amazing.
Everybody's laughing.
Yeah. And,
like,
and I said,
oh my gosh.
If Facebook is on your phone, because those are computers, not phones today.
Right.
I said, go to Facebook. Now, search. I want you to put in Young Adult Ministry of Chicago and hit like. Because beginning on Ash Wednesday, every day we will have a reflection with some suggested activity for a Lenten day for us who are Catholic. That by that evening, we had over 100 people who hit the like button.
Mm-hmm.
And that has grown to 636. Now, folks, my suggestion is, if taking Jackie's advice and getting someone to set up your parish's Facebook and let the younger people do it, because they're the geniuses at it, why not suggest that to the pastor, to the liturgy team or something on Sunday? As a part of the announcements, instead of always yelling and screaming about turn your phone off because it's annoying, why don't we invite people to turn their phone on, go to Facebook, and in the search thing, put the name of your parish and hit like, and you're beginning to create a community.
Absolutely.
Parishioners.
Yeah, you are going to gain so much more FaceTime and connection with, you're going to multiply it by about 1,000.
Right.
Simply by getting people to like your Facebook page, because they check their Facebook pages all day.
Exactly.
Whether they're in college or if they're young professionals, they're on their computer all the time.
Yes.
And when you have 5 minutes that you're not doing anything, or you're a little bored, or you want to take a break or whatever, or sitting on the train, exactly, because they have their phones and they can check, you know, their iPhones, they can check email now or go online, they will see you.
Yes. Right.
It's like you're sitting with them.
Right. Right.
But see, I think, Jackie, there's an operative pastoral theology in all of this. This gives us an opportunity for who work for the church. You in campus ministry at Loyola, Kate and I in young adult ministry across the Chicago area with young adults. This allows us to be mission-driven. You know, how does church work, folks, most time? People have to come to us. They have to come to a meeting. They have to come to something. Well, you know, in the scripture, The Gospels tell us Jesus went from town to town and the crowds followed. He went out to people. The giftedness of modern technology is that we have a privileged time now to get out to people. We can literally have our message, our ideas, our invitational requests for things in the palm of their hand.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And as Jackie is saying, younger people check this all day. Yeah. And what comes up on their screen is something from your parish, something from campus ministry, from Loyola University, something from the Young Adult Ministry of the Archdiocese of Chicago. Every day, I bet you I get three or four Facebook posts from the Bishops' Conference in Washington, D.C. The Vatican is on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Cardinal George blogs, and we're going to go into blogging in a minute mm-hmm. about that. So there's some real giftedness in this.
Yeah. Wonderful.
And there are so many things, so many ministerial opportunities and pastoral opportunities that I would not have known about that I found out about on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Students for Life of Illinois, the Illinois College Student Pro-Life Organization, is very active on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And that's how we found out about their summit in Evanston, and Loyola Students for Life are going.
Excellent.
Otherwise, I would not have known. And that's – it's – just a really effective tool. And I think it really does speak to what you were saying about pastoral theology, Father John. It's the immense popularity of Facebook. I mean, part of it is people like to talk about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Fine.
Mm-hmm.
But part of it is this inner craving, this hunger for connection with others. People want to feel connected. People want to be in relationship. The challenge is if your entire relationship is online, then it's lacking in substance.
Correct.
But if you see it as a means of really reaching out and making the initial connection and then using that as a springboard into true face-to-face connection, mm-hmm. into true encounter and communion,
right.
it's really there's nothing you can't do at
right.
that point.
It's a blessing. Yeah.
Exactly.
We need to take a break. Thank you so much for staying tuned. We ask you to stay with us. We've got lots more coming up. We're going to go into that land of blogging and vlogging. So please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Most interment arrangements at the 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries are made through a pre-need plan. Your thoughtful planning today is economically prudent and contributes to peace of mind for you and your loved ones. Catholic Cemeteries counselors are available at your convenience. For more information, call 708-449-6100. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
If you haven't read the Catholic New World lately, you're in for quite a surprise. It's bigger, bolder, and better than ever before.
The Catholic New World is a rich and diverse resource for Catholics throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago. It carries stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Our most read column is written by our publisher, Cardinal Francis George, our shepherd, teacher, and leader.
Our columnists provide support in spirituality and evangelization, and you'll want to browse the Around the Archdiocese page, your gateway to Catholic activities throughout Cook and Lake Counties.
Are you constantly on the go? Then stay connected to your church by visiting CatholicNewWorld.com and sign up to follow us on Twitter.
That's CatholicNewWorld.com. View our photo gallery, catch up on the latest news, and if you haven't already, subscribe to the Catholic New World or call 312-534-7777.
Your faith resource. Subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
Welcome back to The Light Show. We are talking today about social media, but before we go back into our topic, I just want to share that this show is being sponsored by the Young Adult Ministry Office of the Archdiocese of Chicago. We are the Catholic Church's outreach to people in their 20s and 30s, both married and single. If that is you, we would love to have a conversation with you. We would love to connect with you and be as helpful to you as we possibly can. We can help you find where other young adults are gathering in your area. We have a wonderful calendar on our website, calendar of events of everything that we know of that's happening throughout the Chicagoland area, the city and the suburbs. The Archdiocese of Chicago is all of Lake County and all of Cook County, and we can even reach a little bit beyond that. We have young adult ministry friends doing wonderful things further than that. So on our website, which is yamchicago.org, again, yamchicago.org, you will find a calendar of events. Just click there, and you can see what's happening. You can also give us a call at 312-466-9473. Again, 312-466-9473.
And within about 24 hours or so of going off the air, this radio show will be posted on our website, so that if it's of interest to you or you want to say, well, you know, they did an awful lot about the social media stuff, and I think our parish should begin to embrace this, and they gave us some real solid suggestions, you can go to www.yamchicago.org, give it a day, and then you can download this radio show to your own computer or to any kind of a MP3 device or all these other little things.
iPods,
iPads, everything
whatever,
kind of
whatever.
Stuff.
There you go.
And you may even want to play it at parish council meeting, liturgy meeting, staff meeting, frighteningly, you know, just to try to give people some ideas on how to more effectively communicate with God's people today through these wonderful systems. Mm-hmm. That really costs nothing.
Yeah.
When you think about it.
That's the thing that's amazing is that they really are free. All you need is an internet connection.
That's right. We used to send out a newsletter, folks. We have a mailing list of 27,000 people on the Young Adult Ministry mailing list. We can no longer afford to send people out a newsletter. The cost of printing, the cost of postage, so many different kind of things.
And the paper, it's just not environmentally
sound. It's just, but today we have about 6,000 people on an email list. And we have beginning to build a small little gathering, 600, on our Facebook page. So we're beginning to build it up with a new form of communication as it comes along. So this is, look at it as a blessing, and if we can be of help to you, let us know. You can contact us through our email address, yam@yamchicago.org, and we'll be more than happy to get back to you that way.
Yes. And for the young adults that are computer savvy and want to help us in our office, just let us know. We're always looking for creative ideas.
Exactly.
If there's something you would like to see through our website or through our Facebook page, if you want to help make contributions to that, just let us know.
Right. And if you have that talent, believe me, we really need it.
Yes.
You know, seriously, we really need it because the other thing that Jackie mentioned here is that things are happening so fast today that we can't keep up. We're a little office of three people.
Yeah.
And we're responsible for this enormous population crowd of people in their 20s and 30s. And so in order to do that effectively, we really need some help. So if you can do that, if you need want to call us, 312-466-9473.
That'd be great. All right, Jackie, now let's go into this whole land of blogging. What on earth is a blog and how does it work?
What an ugly word. How couldn't they find a nicer word?
I know. Well, a blog is essentially, it's kind of started out as an online diary concept. Uh-huh. You know, people basically, and it was very popular with teenagers starting out. They really liked writing their deepest thoughts and, you know, kind of angst and things like that. So it started out, there was a little bit of a, you know, kind of, I don't want to say a stigma to it, but it was sort of angsty. But as time went on, people saw that this was a tool that you could use to really express substantial thoughts about issues, and blogs became more directed. So, for example, I have a good friend who is a Lutheran pastor, and he has a blog called The Private Intellectual, and he talks about stuff that he encounters in what he reads, what he sees on TV, what he comes across in the newspapers, and he talks about it from a theological perspective. Mm. He's also a brilliant writer, so it's really fun to read. But there are political blogs, there are culture blogs, there are fashion blogs, there are all kinds of different blogs, and there are church blogs.
Okay.
And one of the really cool things about having a church blog is that it enables you to talk about spiritual matters, and people can read about it at their leisure, and it's available to them without – it's not just on Sunday, you know, when they get the bulletin. And it's also, like Kate said, it's environmentally sound because you're not using the paper. And it's a way – also people can interact and comment on – if you are sort of a member of the blog – you can comment on the posts and get a conversation going, which can be really, really fun, actually, depending on what you're talking about.
So that's what we've used the blog for our Advent reflections. We've used it for Lenten reflections.
Right.
So we will put up an idea or, you know, work off of scripture, do a little exegesis, a little explanation of you know, what was going on in Jesus's time. And then, you know, share that, and people can say what impacted them about that or how they've taken something that we've put on there to use in their daily life. Mm-hmm. So it's just a way for people to focus in on a particular topic and really respond to one another that way.
Yeah. Okay, now let's look at this, folks, in terms of a traditional way of passing on the message of Christ and a contemporary way to do it. There was a thing for many, many years in many, many parishes. It was called adult education.
Mm-hmm.
And you would bring in a speaker or you would bring in a series. And again, people had to leave their house, come to the church to attend what I thought were wonderful, wonderful opportunities. I learned so much more at times than I ever could in formal educational settings. And so you do a series on scripture, you do a series on prayer, do a series on understanding the Bible. Well, again, people had to finish their dinner, put their kids down, come to the church, so on and so forth. Well, today on a blog, you can do all kinds of formation.
Mm-hmm.
The pastor, the religious ed director, the director of worship, or even inviting in a Q&A thing with a wonderful speaker could be up on that blog. Wouldn't that work, Jackie?
Absolutely, yeah. And basically, you know, the typical sort of resistance to that is, well, it's good for people to be together. It's good for people to get out of their houses, which is true. At the same time, if you can reach people with this message and they're inspired and they want to get involved in that greater conversation, and it is local, then that's a springboard for them to get involved with their churches.
And they can go on that blog at time convenient to them.
Which is very much, I mean, for better or worse, that's very much a value with young adults.
And folks, for those of you who are what I would call active Catholics in parishes, trust me, young people are not so much as indifferent as many people think they are. They just don't have the time. They just don't have the time today. You've got, if you have two parents in a home, there are pretty good odds that both are working. And nobody today is getting off work. It's not a 9-to-5 world. Dolly Parton's 9-to-5 song is ancient history. You have people getting home at 6, 6:30, 7, 7:30. And all of a sudden somebody says, well, there's a church meeting on the Gospel of John at 7:30. They look at you and say, there's no way. I can't move. I want to spend time with my kids before they go to bed at 8 o'clock. I want to have something to eat. It's not that they don't care. It's the world has changed.
Yeah.
Well, why can't we give them the opportunity to hear what's important to us at a time when they can go online and read it, reflect on it, respond if they so choose. Most people won't respond, but at least you are in their home.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you are on their screen.
You're spreading the word.
Absolutely.
Yes. And even if you do have that gathering at the parish to put highlights on the blog or someone's reflection of what they heard and enjoyed most, again, a way to be connected when you can't physically be there.
Right.
We need to take another break. Oh, these keep happening to us. But thank you for listening. We are rolling right along.
We hope this is helpful. It's very helpful to me.
There you go. We will be right back.
You came to us, O Lord. This year, on November 26th and 27th, the Catholic Church all over the United States will begin celebrating the Mass using the English translation of the third edition of the Roman Missal. In much of the prayers, responses, and acclamations, this English translation will no doubt sound a bit different from what we're currently used to in the Mass. The question is, are you ready for these new words? The Office for Divine Worship invites you to a two-hour session of information and reflection, Praying the New Missal Texts, a workshop for all Catholics. There are several sessions scheduled through early November. For dates, times, and locations of the remaining workshops, go to www.odw.org or call 312-534-5153. Don't miss this opportunity for exploring the English translation of the third edition of the Roman Missal. Go to www.odw.org or call 312-534-5153.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the three R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son is in the number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
And welcome back to The Light Show. Father John Cusick, Dr. Kate DeVries, Miss Jackie Pozek, and we are just, you know, just bouncing things around about this blog stuff. Two things on the agenda right now. Jackie, you mentioned vlogging, V-L-O-G-G-I-N-G. Yes. Tell us a little about that, and then we'll move on.
Well, vlogging is basically a way of creating videos that you can then post to your Facebook, to your blog, to online, YouTube. If you do it regularly, then that's your vlog. You can update. And because people's iPhones and cameras and little handheld devices so frequently have pretty good video capabilities, video recording capabilities, or digital recording capabilities, I should say, you can make a video very easily and upload it to your computer just pretty as quickly as you could as you could with pictures. So basically you can, I remember there was a video of me on Facebook going apple picking with my friends a couple years ago. And I don't know, I made some silly comment about, I don't know. And it is fun. I mean, and there's something just kind of fun about seeing yourself or your friends on a video and making witty comments and things like that.
So typically, how long would this video be? It's not very long.
It really varies. It's usually just a few minutes.
Okay.
You know, sometimes they're very short. Sometimes people who vlog tend to have a lot to say, depending on the person.
Okay.
With vlogs, it's something that people update regularly so that you can, and they have certain ideas or they're an expert in a certain field or whatever, and people kind of look forward to looking at the person's blog.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you. So now the other piece of all of this is, before we left, we wanted to connect with you, that social blogging is all about blessings, but it's also about challenges.
Yes.
And we started to talk about one, which is, as you mentioned, Jackie, we want people in front of us. We want people to come to church. We want them in the meeting hall. We want them at our parish missions and to be active in our social justice outreaches and all the other wonderful things that we do. You know, it's just a challenge. We don't want everybody doing all this electronic stuff and not coming to be with us.
Yeah. I mean, I think that the real challenge is that it is easier, it is less risky to have a conversation by text than it is to actually talk to someone on the phone.
Okay.
Because you have time to figure out, what witty comment do I want to make?
Okay.
So people will go back and forth with text, or, you know, if you're kind of concerned if you're not getting along with someone, or you know, you don't know someone very well and you're kind of nervous about having a conversation with them, you can text. The problem is that with that lowered risk of awkwardness also comes a lowered level of personal interaction and authenticity. So when you're having a conversation with somebody, you're really being you. If you're texting, there's a kind of a veil there. There's a level of disconnect there. It's the same thing with Facebook. With your Facebook profile, you can be whoever you want to be. You can post the best pictures of yourself. You put up that you're into really cool movies or really great music and really smart books. And people can get to know the really best you through Facebook. But they're not getting to know all of you. So authentic connection solely through social media is not possible. Really true friendship, connection, communion, to use a theological term.
If anything, this should also give us the opportunity to always be calling people beyond technology to the human experience. Because it's in the human experience where Christ is found. Because we are the image of God in the world. And so what we're talking about, folks, are ways of getting the message out, not the be-all and the end-all of what the message is. The other thing I would caution is be very, very, very careful whatever you put on any form of technology today. Be very careful, because there is no eraser and there is no delete key. And anything you put in an email, on a website, in a blog, on Facebook, on Twitter, all of these things, I guarantee you can come back to haunt you. And I know a number of people who are in HR, human relations for companies, who today are searching all of these social media pages if somebody comes to them and hands them their resume looking for a job. And they will find ways to track down your conduct and the things you've posted on the internet some way or another. And also keep in mind that all email is somehow kept by somebody. And in a court of law, somebody can ask for your emails. So my theory has always been, put nothing in writing that do you not want to see on the front page of the Chicago Tribune, the New York Times, or read publicly in a court of law.
No, I couldn't agree more. And on a less legal note, but a more personal note, I mean, we are constantly talking to our students about being aware of what they're saying, and the fact that if you write something, you do not get you don't get inflection, you don't get facial expression, you don't get tone,
body language.
Something can come off as angry. Something can come off as rude. Something can come off as insensitive. I always tell them, if you're angry, don't write the email. If you're angry, don't post on Facebook. Wait 2 hours. You will never regret waiting. You know, because it's just going to sound 1,000 times worse.
Now, we also have a little philosophy in our office that if someone sends us a question about theology, church teaching, morality,
dogma, doctrine,
everything, we will not answer it on email. And the reason is it can be misinterpreted.
Or taken out of context.
Taken
a phrase and say, look what they said, without understanding.
But see, we are so honored to respond to everybody. But we invite people and we'll say, thank you for your question. Here's our phone number. We would be honored to talk to you about this. In a world of communication, don't ever forget, the primary communication is language. And the spoken word from one human being to another is very, very key.
I think that sometimes people forget about the power of the written word, because there are so many words out there that are written and published. But they're every bit as, just because there are so many doesn't make them any less powerful.
And let me offer another little piece of wisdom, if I can. And that is, never forget what I call the theology of the short note. In a world today where everything is an email, don't ever forget to sit down once in a while and craft a little card or a note to people, particularly to thank them for something. They will have that in their hand. They can hold on to it and they can keep it. And in today's world of instant communication, they know that you took the time and you wrote a little note, not fired an email off to somebody. And you spent the money to slap a stamp in the upper right-hand corner, and you sent it to them as a way of saying thank you. Trust me, that form of communication will never completely go away. And I can't tell people enough, that can make such an impact in the lives of people in our parishes, in campus ministry, that, boy, Jackie Pozak thought enough to put this in my mailbox. Mm-hmm. That's powerful stuff yet.
Yeah.
So, has this been helpful?
Huh? I sure hope so. I enjoyed it.
Jackie, you know, you're the best.
There you go.
I mean, you're dealing with this stuff 24/7, practically.
And I'm really, you're constantly having to update your knowledge about it. I mean, I'm surrounded by these, you know, 19, 20, 21, 22-year-olds, and I'm just like, okay, what's the latest update?
Yeah, what do I need
to
learn now?
Well, okay, we'll let people in on a little secret. There's a little screen right here that our producers can communicate with us. And Brian, who is really not producing the show today, but is hidden in another corner back here.
Yeah, he floated in for a few minutes.
Yeah,
Brian Brock, he's amazing, along with Michael May, who really is producing our show today.
And they put on the screen, what about Google Plus?
And all three of us looked at each other.
I was like, I know what I know sort of what it is.
We should know about that.
I really don't know
how
it's
worth looking into, everybody. So that's the next project.
So here we are trying to get up to speed on communicative technology, and there's another one out there already that's even newer.
Right.
It's amazing. So, folks, this is the way the world is going, and these things can be so effective in the work with younger Catholics, younger people in particular. You know, and for us in young adult ministry, the concern is getting the message out, not always having people come to something or even responding to things. Now, we can tell on Facebook how many people will click into a certain post. And if we have 600 people on Facebook, and every once in a while we'll get 300 or 400 to look at something, that's a pretty good return on your investment.
Yes, indeed.
Absolutely.
You know, if 2/3 of the people thought enough because you put some catchy title up or something, that they would open that and read it, there's your adult formation.
Yeah.
There's your spirituality. There's your proclamation. There's your preaching for the day.
Yeah.
There's your homily, and it's right out, and people have it in their hand.
Mm-hmm.
So there's tremendous value here.
Well, and I just can't say enough about reaching out to the young people in the parish to get them involved in this project of social media.
Yes.
I think that it's really your best bet in terms of actually getting them actively involved and having them feel that they are a part of a parish. I can't say enough about that.
Right.
If you have a youth group or a young adult group and you want to get some social media stuff off the ground, all you have to do is put the questions to them and they will do it all for you.
Yeah,
for
free.
Helping.
They love
it.
Exactly.
Yes. Yes.
So
yes,
our time is beginning to run short here. So there's two ways that we would like to ask you, invite you, I should say, to stay in technological contact with us in young adult ministry. If you go to our website, yamchicago.org, in the bottom left, you can put your email address right there. So if you are a young adult listening to this show live this morning, or you've uploaded it or downloaded it or sideloaded it or whatever, however you got,
whatever you do, yeah.
And you'd like to stay in contact with us, we'll be more than happy on an irregular basis to send an email, which you get too many of anyhow. And you just go to yamchicago.org, you put your email address there, and then we'll take care of keeping you informed about activities for young adults. And then on Facebook,
we'll put other exciting things that are happening. Just go to our Facebook page. Just look up YAM of Chicago.
No, Young Adult Ministry of Chicago.
YAM will get you there. You could do a Google search. You can go through our website. There's all sorts of ways to get there.
Right.
You can just like that page, and then you will be informed whenever anything changes.
Right.
So,
and if you know young adults who would benefit from this, put them on there, because this is our outreach to bring the message of Christ into people's homes, into their hearts, and even to the palm of their hand on all these little devices today.
Go.
Jackie, you're the best.
Thank you so much.
Jackie.
Thanks for
having
us.
Terrific. If you have kids at Loyola, send them to Jackie Pozak at the Lakeshore campus.
Yay. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We will be with you next month.
And thanks to Michael May for making this happen today.
And the Lord. This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day and God bless you.